Good morning, I'm Steve Walker and I'm here with Ron Cole. It's the beginning of June 23 and officially the beginning of summer. Ron, good morning. And I thought this morning we'd touch on some of the information that we're seeing, particularly in national newspapers, about the markets. There's some contradictory advice or information out there at the moment, and I'm interested in your take on it. In particular, we've got BBC talking about a drop in prices in the region of 3.4% for the year to date. But only 10 days ago, we had Rightmove saying that prices, certainly in St Albans, had gone up by 2.3%. How do you square that? What would your guidance be for our clients?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Sue. When you get contradicting information in press, media, generally from family and friends, it can be a little bit worrying, a little bit confusing. So what I tend to do when I look at these things is have a bit of a dig in. Rightmove is on the coalface. Rightmove is working as today. It's not in history. It's today's pricing, today's marketing. So I tend to take a lot of credence in what they're saying because it's not sort of yesterday's chip paper. So I think Rightmove are saying that there's a reasonable percentage increase year to date to May. And I'm from where I am in the world on coalface as well, it seems to ring well and ring true. When I look at things, for instance, the Nationwide and other lenders and a myriad of them, including headlines over the weekend, a lot of the information that they're putting out there is based on completion data from sales agreed in the last quarter of last year. We all know in the last quarter of last year, the world was upside down and round and round. And there was some price fluctuation because it was essentially a few less sales. So we're seeing for some of them come into completion. You can base a lot of information on the data from there. What I would say, the best thing to do when we're looking at price decreases, increases, fluctuations in market, talk to us openly about financial services, what's going on from our point of view in the market. And I've got to say, based on where I am and what I'm seeing on market levels, market trends and our business alone, it's okay. We're up year on year. We're not struggling. There's lots and lots of activity in there. I'm amazed at the amount of people we've seen in the last month, record levels of vendors asking us to come out and value their homes. So from my point of view, market's in a pretty positive position right now.
Yeah, that's an interesting point you make actually, Ron, because we talk about Rightmove as being the most relevant for us because it's talking about properties that are actually in the market right now. But what we're seeing are the people who haven't yet actually put their properties on the market. So there is this sense of a building latent market, lots of interest behind the scenes for people who clearly want to be moving. How would you quantify or just give people an idea of the size of that market at the moment, which is probably going to feed through for the rest of this year?
It's a good question, Steve. And I think the market, to quantify that point, the market is growing and growing and growing. I mean, throughout the month of May, I think we probably met with 60 new vendors looking at selling their homes and staying, all very interestingly, 75% of them within the St Albans marketplace. That's an interesting point in its own, because that means that, that's a continuation of new buyers. That based upon the fact that we registered the exactly same amount of new buyers as we did this time last year, will let you know that we are dealing with a really, really positive market. Also, while I'm having these conversations, checking change, talking to other agents and talking to our vendors, also buying through other agents and not just ourselves, because that can happen, it's very, very positive. There's lots of offers being agreed, short chains. It seems like a very positive point. So to close off on your question, I'd say that we're seeing through the summer, including the start of the summer, the weather's not too bad, we're seeing that what could possibly be a really, really strong summer for 3 months.
No, thank you very much, Ron. It's always interesting to talk to you and get your take on what's happening. Thank you very much.
And thank you. Thanks, Steve.